I'm ready for rotting.
Welcome to another 2021 Draft Profiles show brought to you by Sleeper Wire and the Sleeper Wire Network. I'm your host, Matthew Bruin. You can find me at SportsFanaticMB on Twitter. And today we're going to be talking about a wide receiver prospect out of Oklahoma State. And that is Tylan Wallace, a guy that I like quite a bit and a little bit more than you'll see in the consensus rankings around the industry. So let's talk about who Tylan Wallace was in college. He was a four-star recruit out of the 2017 recruiting class coming out of high school. He was the seventh-rated wide receiver per 24/7 Sports. He's from right here, where I'm currently living, in Fort Worth, Texas, and he received 17 college offers. Some of the top schools that offered him were Michigan, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Oregon, Texas, and of course, as I mentioned, he ended up choosing Oklahoma State, becoming an Oklahoma State Cowboy. So in his college career, as a freshman, he played in all 13 games, logging 7 receptions for just 118 yards, but he was also on the Oklahoma State's punt return and kickoff unit. So he was getting special teams play, which is something you like to see out of a young player, because clearly coaches feel like those guys are dynamic enough to put them on those kickoff and punt coverages. As a sophomore, he led the nation with 63 receptions of 10 yards or longer and tied for second in college football with 25 receptions of 20 yards or longer. He averaged 17.3 yards per reception and also led college football among players with a minimum of 80 catches, ranked second nationally with 1,491 receiving yards and third nationally with 114.7 receiving yards average per game. He had 66 first down receptions and led all Power 5 conference players, ranked second nationally as well with that. He was an all-team, first-team All-American selection, was also a Big 12 honoree, second-team academic, which is huge for me. You love to see players who are smart. It was a big thing for me with Justin Herbert last year and him being winning the academic Heisman. So him being up here in second-team academic All-Big 12 selection and was one of the three finalists for the Biletnikoff Award, which is presented to the top receiver. That includes wide receivers and tight ends. So to do that as a sophomore is huge. Again, still young, 19 years old at this point. After having that amazing season, we were excited for him coming into his junior season. We wanted to see what he could do, if he could continue to step up. You know, an okay freshman year, really good sophomore year. Was he going to continue that moving into his junior year? And he did, for the most part. He averaged 112.9 receiving yards per game, which ranked fourth in college football and first among receivers in the Power 5 conference before sustaining his torn ACL. He tore his ACL, unfortunately, very early on in that year, season ending. It was in practice, actually, in week 9, so not quite as early as I thought. I am horrible at reading my own handwriting. I'm going to be honest about that. We ain't cutting this out, guys. This is live. So at that point, though, 903 yards through 8 games, which led the Big 12. He had 8 receiving touchdowns, which ranked second. His season average, again, was 112.9 receiving yards per game, which led the Big 12, and was leading the nation in catches of 60 yards or longer, catches of 70 yards or longer, and catches of 90 yards or longer before the injury. He was a midseason All-American honoree, earned second-team All-Big 12 status as well, despite missing half of the conference season to the injury. Many thought after his two great years as a sophomore and a junior, he was going to declare for the NFL draft, but he didn't. He decided to come back to Oklahoma State, as did his teammate in Chuba Hubbard, and a lot of people at the time thought maybe Oklahoma State was loading up for a big run, and they did have a good 2020 season. Unfortunately, much like a lot of the players that we've discussed here, COVID kind of wrecked the season and made it very awkward. Obviously, the Big 12 went to pretty much the same thing as everybody else in all-conference play, but still played really well. And I think part of him did want to come back and prove he could play after the torn ACL, and he had an amazing season. Even with the questionable quarterback play, Spencer Sanders was in there, had a lot of hype, got injured. We saw Shane Illingsworth, the freshman, come in and play, as well as Ethan Bullock, who was a junior. So multiple different quarterbacks coming in at times, and yet Tylan Wallace still managed to have a really good year. In the 10 games, he had 59 receptions for 922 yards on an average of 15.6 yards a catch, 6 touchdowns. He finished 16th in yards and 18th in receptions in 2020. So, like to take a look at the advanced metrics. Obviously, some people like to rely on the tape, as I do. Some people like to look at the stats. So, to give you guys some of the stats, his market shares, which is his receiving receiving yards and receptions in the database that I pulled this from, freshman year, 23.3%. Sophomore year, we saw a massive jump. And this is also where we saw his earliest breakout age as well. He broke out for the 20% and 30% in the Dominator, which is huge, at 19 years old, which is still very good. You want to see him as young as possible break out. We talked about, you know, Rashad Bateman last week. I'm sorry, on my last one, he did it at 18 years old. Tylan Wallace did it here at 19. And his market share was 36.3%. As a junior, in just the 9 games, 30.9%, and then even this year, as a senior, we talked about his stats just a minute ago, didn't sound overly impressive, still a 34.8% market share. And the weighted Dominator, which takes into effect more receptions and yards than touchdowns, because as we all know, touchdowns can be fluky both in college and at the NFL level. An 18% weighted Dominator as a freshman, 36.3% as a sophomore, 31.7% as a junior, and a 34.5% weighted Dominator as a senior. So, looking at the tape, what is it that he does well? There's two things that I love about Tylan Wallace's game, or really three things, and they stand out majorly when you watch his game. Number one is his hands and his body control. Wallace has consistent hands. Every time he's going to catch the ball, his hands are almost always in the right spot. He typically extends his hands away from his body and attacks the ball in the air, which you like to see. You don't like to see those wide receivers let the ball come into their body. You want to see him almost kind of like just pluck it out of the air, just yank it, and he's got those massive hands as well. Meat hooks, holds onto the ball. He does a great job using his body to shield defenders and uses his massive wingspan to bring in some crazy circus catches. It is fun watching him play and doing and making those circus catches. And it's even crazier because he is not that big of a wide receiver. And I've waited to give his weight and his height till this point for that reason. He's only 6'190", and he doesn't play like that. He plays much bigger than his size with the way he uses his body, and again, makes these incredible catches, and I do think a lot of that comes from his wingspan, his massive arms, great explosiveness as well, and when his vertical jumps. It's amazing. He plays like a 6'3". Wide receiver out there. He makes some incredible catches. The way he comes back to the ball, you know, his body control is it's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite things about him. And then his yak. I consider his ability to make plays after the catch like a pro. He's very good at it. He had 296 yards after the catch in 2020 and did force 9 missed tackles. Not quite that elusive, but I think he does a lot physical and a little bit of elusiveness as well to kind of create yards after the catch. I really like it. So some of the things that stand out to me, though, cons on his game, his route running. He's typically, his routes are a little bit limited, and when you go and watch his game, you'll notice he's almost exclusively lined up on the right side of the field. He spent a majority of his career on the outside, played very little in the slot, and so just for, I have his 2020 stats here. Just 13% of his plays in 2020 were in the slot. Literally just 13 targets that he got were in the slot out of 206 snaps. So he's, you know, very limited. I'm sorry, 37 snaps. I apologize. 37 snaps there in the slot. So he was not in the slot a lot. And you're not going to see him in the slot at the NFL. I think he could be good in the slot, and with the size, that speaks to him being a very good slot wide receiver. We haven't seen it, and that, so that's my biggest thing with, that's my con with him, is that he was barely used there, and he was mostly used on deep routes and through the middle of the defense. And to be, you can't really, I think, be that wide receiver in the NFL. Like, I know a lot of the talk on DK Metcalf, well, he's a limited route tree and can only do a couple things. Well, DK is a physical freak, and Tylan Wallace isn't quite up at that level. So I do think he's going to have to grow his route tree a little bit once he gets into the NFL. And some people are going to say, well, a lot, you can use that knock on a lot of wide receivers. Hey, you're kind of right on that. I'm not going to disagree with you. But I think for him, that's his biggest thing, and really the only thing holding him back from being a good wide receiver at the NFL level. So my summary on Wallace. While Wallace isn't the biggest or the fastest wide receiver in this class, he uses his wingspan and explosiveness to his advantage, often playing bigger on the field. He continually wins contested catch situations due to his desire and toughness. Wallace doesn't back down from anyone, competes on every play. While he did play in an air raid offense and will need to work on adding more routes to his route tree, he will need to work on creating separation on his routes as well instead of just using his body at the NFL level. So draft capital. I am very high on Wallace, as I mentioned at the beginning. He sits right now in my rookie rankings as my 19th player overall and my 8th wide receiver in this class. That being said, with the amount of depth at running back, quarterback, wide receiver, and the defensive players, I don't expect him to be picked much before the 3rd or possibly even the 4th round. Still think that's fairly good draft capital for him in this loaded class, but it's going to be a little bit later. Some of the top landing spots I think teams could use as a wide receiver for with his skill talent is the Chicago Bears, the Miami Dolphins, the Atlanta Falcons, the New England Patriots, and the Houston Texans. So that's going to do it for me, guys. Thank you so much. Again, Tylan Wallace, Oklahoma State Cowboy. Watch out for him. He's going to be a very good wide receiver in this class. And continue to check back for the Sleeper Wire shorts and everything the Sleeper Wire Network is doing.